Welcome to Talks from the Bible, Psalms 118, 19 through 20. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. God's righteousness provides the opportunity to enter into the gates of righteousness. Romans 3:21-22, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. God does not differ between individuals. There is no respect of persons with God. All can come through the gates of righteousness and know God. All have the opportunity to come into the gates of righteousness. Every single soul can become righteous in the sight of God. The righteousness of God has been made known through Jesus Christ. We must come to Christ. Our righteousness comes by the death of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God sacrificed Jesus upon the cross. Jesus was without sin. He was the perfect sacrifice. Perfection has to be offered unto God for the cleansing of sin. Jesus was perfection. He who was without sin died on the cross so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Through the death of Jesus, we can come to know the righteousness of God. We can dwell within the righteousness of God. We are allowed, because of the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross, to enter into the gates of righteousness. God has opened his gates of righteousness by the cross. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Having been healed with the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are to live unto righteousness. Because Christ has carried our sins to the cross and offered us the righteousness of God, we are to become dead to sin and live unto righteousness. Galatians 2:21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. This passage speaks of the law of Moses and the powerless nature of that law. That law could not make us righteous. That law had no power to save. The grace of God would come through the death of Jesus Christ. Christ's death upon the cross would be the power by which we could become righteous. God's grace was manifested in Christ. Christ was God's grace. And in his death upon the cross, that grace brought God's righteousness so that we could become righteous. The death of Jesus upon the cross was the righteous act of God to redeem humanity. God always acts in righteousness. Everything that God does is righteous. We know his righteousness through the death of Christ. God's righteousness is revealed to us by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The gospel is the message of God's righteousness. We preach God's righteousness. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. The message of God is to be proclaimed. As humanity hears this gospel, our hearts are to be pricked because of the realization of our sin, the knowledge of our transgression, and where we stand with God. And we are to believe what God has spoken through the gospel. We are to believe that Jesus came into the world, lived a life of perfection before God, died upon the cross of Calvary, was buried in a tomb, and was resurrected the third day, and now lives and reigns over His kingdom, the church, at the right hand of God. This is the message of righteousness that is proclaimed in the gospel. The gospel has the power to save everyone that believeth. The gospel must be believed to be saved. And within the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. God has revealed to us His righteousness because He has accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as full payment for the sins of humanity. A payment for sin had to be made. There had to be the shedding of blood for the remission of sins, Hebrews 9:22. Jesus' death upon the cross was the shedding of blood, the offering of a sacrifice that God would accept so that we could enter into the gates of righteousness. Faith is the means of acquiring God's righteousness. We must believe the message of the gospel. We must believe that Christ lived, that He was the Son of God, not just an ordinary human being who lived upon the earth, but rather the only begotten Son of Almighty God. Believe that He died, believe that He arose from the dead, and believe that now He reigns as the head of His church. We are to believe the spoken word of God, the gospel. We are to believe the teachings of the Bible so that we might acquire God's righteousness. God's righteousness is an offer to humanity made by the blood of Jesus Christ through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That righteousness must be received into every human heart by faith. Philippians 3:9, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The righteousness of God is received by faith. We cannot have our own righteousness. We cannot become good enough. We cannot become holy enough. We cannot become saintly enough. We can never do enough good deeds to become righteous. Our righteousness is nothing. We must be made righteous by the righteousness of God. We must believe in the sacrifice that Jesus made upon the cross, and through that sacrifice, we are made righteous with God. The new man is created in righteousness. Ephesians 4:24, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Notice, ye put on the new man. The old man is crucified and put to death, according to Romans 6:1-7, in baptism. The old man is crucified and buried in baptism. The new man is raised to walk in newness of life. God creates that new man in righteousness and true holiness. This new man must be put on. We must die to the old life of sin and be resurrected unto the new life of holiness. We must accept the terms of the gospel of Jesus Christ to be righteous in the sight of Almighty God. We must yield to Christ to acquire this righteousness. Romans 6:16-18. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. To whom we yield ourselves to obey, his servants we become, whether the servants of the devil or the servants of God. We yield ourselves to whomever we choose, either to the devil or to God. We are either the servants of unrighteousness or the servants of righteousness. But God be thanked, ye were the servants of sin, but now ye are the servants of righteousness, because ye have obeyed that form of doctrine which was delivered you. That form of doctrine in the earlier verses of Romans chapter 6 is baptism through faith. And then being made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. They had yielded themselves to Jesus Christ and had entered into the gates of righteousness. The righteous are born of God and have his righteousness. 1 John 2:29. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. We do righteousness because we are born of God, because God himself is righteous. 1 John 3:7-10. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Righteousness is manifested in the life. We see whether or not a person is righteous before God in the manner in which they live their life. But we can turn from our righteousness. We can forsake the righteousness that we have embraced through the gospel. 2 Peter 2:20-22. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. These to whom Peter writes had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But they had become entangled therein again and had become overcome. Peter said, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. If a person turns from the righteousness of God, it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. Because after having known it, they have turned aside. We must not turn from our righteousness. We must embrace the righteousness of God, and we must hold fast to that righteousness even until our final breath upon the earth. God's righteousness can be missed, Romans 10:3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. They had the opportunity to know the righteousness of God because they had heard the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But instead of accepting the righteousness of God, they chose to establish their own righteousness. We must be careful that the righteousness which we seek is not our righteousness, but the righteousness of God. Enter therein into the gates of righteousness and praise the Lord. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.